This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more details, see jodcast.net.
We've been joined by Dr. Jane Greaves from the University of St. Andrews. She's been here talking about one of the E. Merlin Legacy projects that she's the principal investigator of. Thank you for taking time to talk to us.
Oh, you're welcome.
So could we start off by just explaining a little bit about the project and what you're doing with it?
Okay, yeah. Well, the project's called PEBBLES, which stands for Planet Earth Building Blocks, a Legacy E-Merlin Survey. But basically, it is about pebbles. The idea is to look for orbiting rocks around very young stars. So these are essentially the dust grains that we know exist in the interstellar medium and are part of the process of a star forming and then planets forming around it. But instead of the really small dust grains you get in interstellar space, these are enormous. These are like maybe 10 centimeters in size. And we suddenly realized the radio regime is the actual way you can detect these, just because they're little radiating rocks. So it's a very new technique that we're trying to exploit in the survey.
Okay, and I'm sure some of our regular listeners will remember that I think Nick talked to you this time last year at NAM. So last year, I think you were reporting the first discovery of a protoplanet forming. Am I right in saying that it was a Jupiter-sized planet?
It's actually about 10 times as massive as Jupiter. It's a kind of super Jupiter, and it's a long way out from its parent star, so it's not that like Jupiter. It's also extremely young, so at the state we see it at the moment, it's basically a very large cloud of rocks and gas and stuff. But yes, it will be a good planet in the future.
So in a year, you've gone from one discovery to having an entire E. Merlin project on this. It's quite impressive. How many of these protoplanets have you found now?
Basically still one. So yes, this is a great leap of faith, and we're very glad that the emailing committee decided to award us some time. And we've got actually prototype time to prove that this very new technique is possible. Essentially, the first discovery of like 10 centimeter-sized dust grains was made by an American astronomer, David Wilner, only in 2005. And we're trying to move very rapidly from realizing that you can actually observe pebbles in space to a fully blown survey. But because the E-Merlin opportunity came up, we thought we'd go for it, and a whole team of people have got involved. So as you say, it started with the protoplanet very much last year. We were actually looking for the pebbles at that point, and then we like lifted our eyes a bit further out in the image and realized there wasn't just this really interesting swarm of pebbles, but there was the actual protoplanet there. So that's been a big stimulus for saying, if we can look at some other systems, maybe we can find enough protoplanets. And we're going to look at about 20 young stars with massive disks of orbiting material. So maybe if we look around these 20 stars, we can find 20 planetary systems forming. And that would be amazing for being able to say, well, how do they form? When does it happen? What's the physics going on? Do you always get planets, or in very special circumstances? That kind of thing.
And is this technique just sensitive to massive planets, Jupiter and above? Or do you think you'll be able to find Earth-sized planets forming?
We're sensitive as actual objects to reasonably massive planets, to be honest. But one of the things that's really new about using E-Merlin that nobody's been able to do before is that the resolution is very high because the dishes are spread so far across the UK. Although by the standards of planet formation models, it's a pretty crude image. We can have different telescope resolution elements looking at different parts of the system. So we can detect if there's a few Earth masses of dust at around the Earth's orbit, we should just be able to detect that and resolve it as a separate position in the image from where Jupiter might be forming, for example. So it's the first time we'll be able to get some ideas of if the raw materials for forming an Earth are there in the Earth's orbit. So it's really exciting.
And a lot of the talks from E. Merlin have been the pathway to the SKA, the Square Kilometre Array Telescope. Do you think that this is something that can be developed for the SKA in future?
We really hope so, yeah. I mean, the SKA will have fantastic resolution. What we can do with E. Merlin is really exciting, but if we can get a factor of a few more in angular resolution on the sky, and obviously a great leap in sensitivity with the SKA, I think we could actually detect one Earth mass of stuff forming. And, everybody's been wanting to detect an Earth around a Sun-like star, maybe, or a habitable Earth. And suddenly we've realized that that might be quite a long way off in terms of space technology and so on. But to detect an Earth actually forming is another way of addressing the whole problem. And it might be something we could do within, 10 or 15 years. That'd be really spectacular.
So you are finding pebble-sized dust particles, and what is the next stage up from there? What is it you can find after that, and if it's something huge, why is difference so big?
Well, the radio emission, you're basically sensitive to wavelengths that are emitted at about the size of the emitting particle. So we'd really like to be able to detect, you know, like mountains in space, say very large rocks that are going to form into planets and their emission. But unfortunately, it turns out that you're locking a lot of mass up into a body that doesn't emit very efficiently. So there's relatively little surface area for the amount of stuff you've stuffed into it. So I think probably detecting things, we could go up to maybe about a meter size with, say, 20 centimeter observations with the SKA in the future. But then you have this kind of gap where things disappear, and you go from looking from the light these particles emit, and there's this whole missing space, and then suddenly you're up at planet-sized bodies and you're looking for the gravity effects of those on their parent star, for example. So there is a limit to what we can do.
And the pebble-sized dust particles that you're finding, are they guaranteed to go on and build planets, or could they just stay as they are?
It's a very interesting question that we're hoping to do with the survey, because we may just find these disks are happy and stable and don't form lumps in them at all. I mean, it'd be more exciting if we imaged planets forming, but we can only find out really by doing it.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.